This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI Afternoons back here live, Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios with a couple special guests. Our buddy, Will Fleming, and I'll let you know in about 20 minutes what the other guy is to the show and to me. Apparently my nemesis over the weekend on social media, Jared Carrabas. Welcome. And I say that
Your
with all honesty.
Name is Andy.
My name is Andy.
Okay. I'm just asking.
No, I know. I know you were confused. That's why I responded. Mm-hmm. I let you know
who
I was and why I was talking about you and all that. So
I didn't even hear it. To be honest, I'll be honest with you. I haven't heard it. I saw tweets about it. And what I said on the podcast last night was, it's not about who said it. It's the message that I've been hearing for a long time, and it's tired.
Okay.
I'm aggravated by it.
And what... So, Will, you want to step in? Because you are the TV guy.
You guys can do your thing.
Okay.
But I would just say this. So I've known now Jared for probably 3 years as like a close friend of mine. And I think there is something of a misperception about what he does and what a lot of people in his world... First of all, I think he's as connected as anybody I know in the game.
Really. Okay.
And so I think that's probably what he's talking about, where like I hear stuff and I tell him what I just heard and he goes, yeah, I heard that a week ago. So I think that's probably where he's coming from, is he works so hard to get sources, to know people with this team. He is connected. And I think that's probably just because he does a couple events on NESN does not sort of, in my mind anyway, diminish how connected and by the way, he's willing to, if you do listen to what he says, he will rip people when needed.
Okay. Yep.
So it's not the super fan thing, by the way. NESN started that,
like, which ironically enough, it was a former Barstool employee that did that, and he was so sorry. But yeah, I mean, so it's less to do with you. It's more to do that when I first started out here, that's what I had to deal with. It's like, who are you? You're just a fan. What do you know? What can you tell me that I don't already know? And the answer to that is more than you know, for sure. But I just think it's lazy to say that instead of being like, I could get to know this guy. I'm in Boston. I'm right down the street. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, but I'll put it this way. So Dan Shaughnessy was one of those guys that was like, who are you?
Yep.
What are you? Like, he went on your competing station, the Sports Hub, and he said, what does he know? He's not in the clubhouse. He's not in the dugout. And I said, it's at the time, 2016, we have cell phones. You don't have to be in the dugout every day to get information. But now I am in the dugout. Like, I am talking to these people all the time. And I will say this, I'm not a journalist. I don't pretend to be a journalist. If we get information, it's offered in an unsolicited manner. It's just people being like, hey, just want to keep you in the know on this so that when you have opinions that you can have correct opinions or you can have informed opinions. It's not like we're out here breaking news. We're not trying to do that. But it's my understanding that you said I wasn't connected on Joe Ryan.
No. So we actually went back. We couldn't find it because we weren't even sure whether it was Thursday or Friday.
Uh-huh.
But my presumption is, because I do remember talking about you and referencing it in a way, and I definitely said superfan.
Which
I've
is
seen
fine.
That commercial, the superfan.
Right,
a thousand
that's fine.
Times.
It's because that's our inside joke. But if I don't know you, then it comes across as an insult.
Right. But for me, as just a viewer, that's what I see of you.
Sure.
Right? A lot during Red Sox.
Fair.
And I don't have... Dan Ball is our producer and fill-in host.
Hey.
He's a big fan of yours, been a listener for a long time. And he generally brings Jared Carrabas takes to the show. Oh, I was listening to the podcast. He says this, that kind of thing. So he keeps you in our world, so to speak. And I think he had said something about you believed it was at the 5-yard line. Something to that effect.
Yeah, through the stream that you guys were doing during the trade deadline, seemed to get the kind of feel that it was very close to getting done.
And poor timing, I guess, on this interview. Passan confirmed that a couple hours ago.
Yeah. So, right. And part of this is the whole discussion, because I was reading The Athletic this morning. Their guy had a part one perspective. It never got close. It was last minute. All these different things. And as these stories always are, you get different sources, different reporters with different angles or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So as we're piecing it together, I said something to the effect, and I don't know if this is how it was portrayed to you or not, was, you know, he works for Nesson because I lived that life. I worked for Patriots.com, Patriots Football Weekly. I lived that life of what does he know? Why does he know? That's a freelance gig for me, though.
That's not my
piece. But you are on Nesson.
Correct.
And I do assume that Nesson has some input to a lot of people that collect paychecks from them in various ways.
Yeah.
And I think I said something for a guy who works for Nesson and is the self-proclaimed super fan.
Not self-proclaimed.
Okay. Well, whoever proclaimed you the super fan, we need to take some of it with a grain of salt or something. That maybe some of the information is from one side, or even propaganda is a strong word, but positive for the Boston Red Sox. Helps the Boston Red Sox with their story, narrative, whatever the hell they want to get out there. I think that's what I said. I don't know if that's what was portrayed to you or not.
Again, I did not hear the audio, but there was multiple people that were saying, like, speak with your chest like you did on the radio. And I was like, oh, so he kind of came at me pretty hard. But
I don't really know what that means. But yeah, I think I just told you what I said.
Yeah, in terms of...
Was my chest out? Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe.
You guys both have big chests. I'm a little envious of both of you, to be honest.
Thank you.
I can co-sign that. Yeah, yeah.
I think in terms of like the propaganda, I admitted everything that comes to me is from the Red Sox.
Right.
I'm not Ken Rosenthal. I'm not checking in with the Twins for their perspective. But I think when we're doing the podcast, we are entertainment. We get information. I don't go digging for it. I don't ask for it when it comes across our dash. It's almost like I'll never hit you with the breaking news tweet, but we'll feed our audience information because it's like it's almost like this secret society. You listen to the podcast, you get to know stuff a week before the other guys get it and they put it out. It's not a cop-out to be like, I'm not a journalist if we get it wrong, but I knew that the Joe Ryan stuff was correct. And I had to sit there and take it for a week while... You know, different shows. I mean, I know that they're doing it on the Sports Hub today. Like they're running, they're playing the audio. Oh, he got it wrong. They weren't even close. Passan comes and he's like, listen, they were actually close. Yeah. So we have to, but there's never any accountability for that. It's like, we'll trash you because we think that you're wrong. But when you're proven correct a few days later, it's like, ah, let's move on. Let's move on, actually.
Right. Yeah.
I find that to be really weird in our media ecosystem. It's like these articles get written. Where, and I told all you guys months ago, they coveted Joe Ryan. They wanted him. And by the way, I've had conversations that I will never share with anybody on the record that prove that it was very close to getting done. Mm-hmm. It just was. And so, you know, whether it's Bob Nightingale or anybody else, the idea that it was quote unquote feeble or that they didn't engage is just ludicrous.
It's disingenuous.
It is.
Yeah. And so I think when you tie the pieces together, because again, I'm not talking to anyone on the Twins side of things, but if the Red Sox feel like, hey, we almost got this thing done, and then the Twins are saying they barely even tried, that just says to me the Twins never really had any intent. They were just, they were stringing the Red Sox along. They were saying, let's see how far they'll go. If they do something crazy, we'll say yes.
Right.
But we want to gauge what the interest is.
So I think I should. So my general perspective on everything is believe everything and believe nothing. That's how I approach everything. Like there could be some truth to every rumor I hear, every report I hear, and there also could be falsehood to every report. Like the example in my world was Adam Schefter saying the Patriots won't trade Jimmy Garoppolo for 4 first round picks. And then a couple months later, they trade him for a second round pick. It's like that was clearly manipulated information that was put out by the Patriots for purposes that they knew. So I always have this skeptical view. I think the thing that set me up, so I told the story, I was driving back from New Hampshire, I dropped my son off, boom, all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up. It's like John Lyons, Paul Perillo, Mike Giardi, all these guys are like, making friends again, what the hell did you do this time? Why is he all pissed at you? And I'm like, what? And I look at it and it was, so the only thing that annoyed me is, and you saw my response, you asked who I was and why I was talking about you, so I said, it's Andy Hart and it's part of my job, was like sort of that passive-aggressive Kobe, do I know you, man? Do I know you? Because it's 2025, and if you wanted to know who I was, you could have said, you know, Grok or ChatGPT or typed in who's Andy Hart or whatever. So, like, I'm here 3 days a week, 2 days a week at Fenway. It is what it is. That was the only thing that annoyed me. Was like sort of that condescending, like, who the bleep are you kind of thing.
Well, that just goes to show that you don't know me either. Because
I don't.
I went to the All-Star game and we interviewed Garrett Crochet to where I said, I don't know who Future is, the rapper. I did not know any of his songs.
He was shocked.
I don't either.
Yeah, so I'm pretty just not locked in on things.
Okay.
I don't do sports radio. Like, I'm on the baseball hour,
right.
But I don't listen to sports radio anymore because I don't want sports radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Takes to get in my brain mm-hmm. and then tweak my opinions. So I don't listen. Like, it's, I'm sure it's taken as a slight, sure, but I genuinely just, I don't listen. I
no,
don't
but
do
my
other
point
people's
is,
podcasts and et cetera.
Genuinely didn't, then Google it. That's what, you know, like if I don't know somebody, like if I were right, going to so do an interview with the future, I'd be like,
I'll put it back to you. Google it. Google future. Me. And then you would find out, oh, this guy actually does know his stuff.
No. He tells me that. That's where we go.
Right.
Dan Ball's a fan. But I also, it's funny because Dan has this theory. We talked about this coming in. He has this theory that you and I are more similar than we probably would want to admit in our, well, I don't even know how you put it, takes, styles,
yeah,
makeup,
you guys
energy.
You guys are both clearly very knowledgeable in your independent windows and avenues. And I think you guys are both very confident in the information you have. And I think it was two confident individuals who might be differing on this. That might be a little too generic, but.
Okay.
I think there's more that you have, like, personality-wise, just in the pride and the work that you do, than maybe kind of got lost in this.
Yeah, I think we're passionate people who, he loves baseball. I came up in the world of football and love football, worked my way up, whatever. And I think there's probably some truth to that. But that was my, just like, or at me. You know, that's the modern thing. Like, oh, if you want to go at somebody, right? Like, Will, when you were mad at me, you
we're
added me.
I told you to go F yourself.
You did, and you added me when you told me to go F yourself. So there's a little something there, I guess.
I didn't. By the way, that was not directed at you.
Ish.
It was not.
We did find that out after the fact.
Isn't there hypocrisy in saying at me when you were talking about me on here, but never? No one here reached out saying, hey, do you want to, like, come on and talk about this?
I'll be honest. I didn't think that was an option. I thought you had commitments that would prevent such a thing.
And here we are.
You're welcome anytime you want. You want to talk baseball? Like, I think we have a great relationship with the manager. I think we do interviews with him. I think we've garnered a nice relationship rapport with him. So anytime we are here 2-3 times a week in this studio, that door is always open for you. If you got a problem with something I say, come on down. And if Dan brings some of your, because I also do the same thing you do. I try not to listen to too much because to me you end up snaking takes or whatever the hell they want to call it, and it influences you. I'd rather just come on here and pop off at the mouth with what I think, and every once in a while Will gets mad at me.
I do, and then I just walk in here. I have learned that. He says stuff about me that pisses me off, and it is
just come in and we'll talk about it.
Let's go.
That's what I do. Like, it's an open door policy, because I also just think you do podcasts, you do TV, you do whatever. If you're in the public spectrum talking opinions, whatever, about other people sometimes too, right? Like, you're not the only one whose opinion I'll criticize. It might be Bob Nightingale. It might be Adam Schefter. It might be whoever.
And nobody gets criticized more than the people on his own show.
That is true. Or the person right here, if you ever go to the internet, like, hot takes. Tom Curran called me, what, wrongheadedness radio? Because I think the Patriots O-line stinks. Stinks. Flat out stinks.
I think we have
to be able to take it, I guess.
No doubt. I have no issue with, like, if you wanted to bring up something that I said, it was more just the central message was lazy. It was lazy and it was ignorant.
But don't we all have biases? So do you say you have unlimited, non-biased information and viewpoints at all times?
Oh, I'm incredibly biased towards the Red Sox.
Yeah. So there's something there. Whereas, like, we have a thing. I love Cora. I have grown to love him more the more I talk to him on a weekly basis. Part of it was because Bill Belichick was an a-hole to interview for 20 years. Now I talk to a guy who'll actually answer the question, acknowledge the topic. And now when we say stuff, boom, 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 whether it's Twitch, whatever, oh, you guys are never going to criticize him because he's in every Wednesday at 2:30, or Brian Scalabrine. He says we for the Boston Celtics. So, like, people think he has a certain bias from NBC Sports Boston. We're on the flagship station. You're on the flagship station.
Yep.
You're on NESN. Hell, ESPN is buying NFL Network. So I'm going to be like, is ESPN covering the NFL anymore? Or are they in business with the... It's modern media, I guess I would say, is trying to sift through the biases in this business. And that's what I try to do, because I try to know, am I being bamboozled? I'm not smart enough to do it with politics or finance or any of those things.
Yeah.
but I've been around sports long enough that sometimes you can kind of sniff out where's the information coming from and who benefits from that information being portrayed in a certain way.
Sure. And I think when you look through our track record, it's usually never wrong, just early. It's that's been the MO. So
you know what's crazy? That Ryan thing drives me bleeping crazy.
Because this would have been avoided if they had just gotten Joe Ryan.
Because all of us, I mean, look, you've got great sources. I have sources that I trust very much.
Yep.
And we both heard it almost the exact same time. Like, this thing is happening. Like, everyone in the room is going, they're about to do this thing. And if he's biased, I'm biased. Like, of course you hear me do the games.
Right.
I want the Red Sox to win. And they're better off, I'm better off when they win. And if they have Joe Ryan, I think they're a favorite to win the American League. So, like, we're all invested in the idea that, like, holy smokes, this is about to go down right now. And it was crazy. With the sort of benefit of time, I think what happened is they got caught up with Griffin Jackson, Duran, and all these other people and just didn't, frankly, have the time to finalize the deal. And maybe the Red Sox needed to pivot and do other things. But I'm with you 100%. I know 100% truth is that, like, they were close. And anybody who says they weren't is just not telling the truth. And they have their own agenda. They've got their own thing going on. They wanted him. They want him. They were close. And I don't think anybody who said that necessarily, myself included, is working any kind of angle or agenda.
So, Jared, before we wrap this up, we're coming up on a break here. Final word, where are we? Do I need to look around the corner when I walk out here? You're going to Nancy Kerrigan me?
That's a hell of a reference.
Anya!
No, we can shake hands and we can move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
We friends now? You friends of the show? Like, we ended the Will feud. Friends of the show? Are you welcome anytime? You going to stop by again? Like,
Ted's a big fan. Yeah, I met him.
I haven't heard Ted say that. I'm going to ask him.
A couple weeks ago, shook my hand. Big fan.
Okay.
So for him, anything.
Last time I came on here and had a beef, a Hall of Famer started cursing at me. So you get Will Clark.
Will Clark.
Yeah,
we started that feud too. We tend to start feuds on here. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah, it's weird.
I wonder where that
we
comes from.
We stumble into them somehow. But so you're welcome. You're welcome anytime here. And if you have a problem, I guess just say, who is Andy Hart? And I'll reply to the tweet again and we'll go off on our separate ways.
Beautiful. God bless Will Fleming, mediator of the year.
Can Joe Ryan
not
the
even
Red
a little
Sox
bit. I
next
feel
year?
Like we made no progress.
This winter, I think we revisit
Joe Ryan.
So? Yeah, I think we revisit Joe Ryan this winter, maybe if we don't sign Framber Valdez.
You know what drives me crazy is that people, I come on here and make all these predictions. And I said they were going to make big changes. They traded Devers, right? And then I said they're going to do big things at the deadline and in the offseason. I'm all in on that again. They're going to do more stuff.
So, like, Valdez, did you notice how he slipped that in there?
He
told me.
Well, he and I
we're not wrong
a crush
we're early.
Fromber.
Wrong we're early.
Miller, two years down the road.
How about both of them? How about Fromber and Joe Ryan and a couple duck boats in a row? What do you think?
I believe our manager said it's time to get greedy. Did he not say that?
He did.
Yeah.
Greed is good.
All right, Will Fleming, appreciate you playing the diplomatic whatever, Trump. Non-Trump, whatever it
don't
was.
Don't ever do that again. don't do that again.
Jared, appreciate you coming down. Appreciate you not hitting me wherever we were going on social media. We're in the same room now. And friend of the show, welcome anytime. You can come see Ted, and I'll just also be in the room with you, all right?
Perfect. I love that. As long as Will Fleming's here.
All right.
That's it.
Perfect. WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park. We'll be back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.